The Frog Prince. One fine evening, a young princess put on her bonnet and clogs and went out to take a walk by herself in a wood. And when she came to a cool spring of water with rose in the middle of it, she sat herself down to rest a while. Now she had a golden ball in her hand, which was her favorite playing, and she was always tossing it up into the air and catching it again as it fell. After a time, she threw it up so high that she missed catching it as it fell, and the ball bounded away and rolled along underground until at last it fell down into the spring. The princess looked into the spring after her ball, but it was very deep, so deep that she could not see the bottom of it. She began to cry and said, "Alas, if I could only get my ball again, I would give all my fine clothes and jewels and everything that I have in the world." Whilst she was speaking, a frog put its head out of the water and said, "Princess, why do you weep so bitterly?" "Alas," said she, "what can you do for me, you nasty frog? My golden ball has fallen into the spring." The frog said, "I don't want your pearls and jewels in my clothes, but if you will love me and let me live with you and eat from of your golden plate and sleep on your bed, I will bring you your ball again." "What nonsense," thought the princess. "This silly frog is talking. He can never even get out of the spring to visit me. For he may be able to get my ball for me, and therefore I will tell him he shall hear what he asks." So she said to the frog, "Well, if you will bring me my ball, I will do all you ask." Then the frog put his head down and dived deep under the water, and after a little while he came up again with the ball in his mouth and threw it on the edge of the spring. As soon as the young princess saw her ball, she ran to pick it up, and she was so overjoyed to have it in her hand again that she never thought of the frog but ran home with it as fast as she could. The frog called after her, "Stay, princess, and take me with you as you said." But she did not stop to hear a word. The next day, just as the princess had sat down dinner, she heard a strange noise, tap, tap, splash, splash, as if something was coming up the marble staircase, and soon afterwards there was a gentle knock at the door, and the little voice cried out of sight, "Open the door, my princess dear, open the door, to find true love here, and mind the words that you draw and aside. Up by the fountain cool in the greenwood shade." Then the princess ran to the door and opened it, and there she saw the frog, whom she had quite forgotten. At this sight she was sadly frightened and shuddered. The door as fast as she could came back to her seat. The king, her father, seeing that something he had frightened her, asked her what was the matter. "There is nasty frogs," said she, "at the door that left my ball for me, for me out This spring it is morning. I told him that he should live with me here, thinking that he could never get out after spring. But there he is at the door, and he wants to come in. While she was speaking, the frog knocked again at the door and said, "Open the door, my princess dear, open the door. To find true love here, and my word that do." And I said, "By the fountain cool, in the greenwood shade." Then the king said to the young princess, "As you have given your word, you must keep it, so go on, let him in." She did so, and the frog hopped into the room, and then straight on, tap tap, splash splash, from the bottom of the room to the top, till he came up close to the table where the princess sat. "Pray lift me up on a chair," said he to the prince, "and let me sit next to you." As soon as she had done this, the frog said, "Put your plate nearer to me, that I may eat off of it." This she did, and when he had eaten as much as he could, he said, "No, now I am tired. Carry me upstairs and put me into your bed." And the princess, for very unwilling, took him up in her hand and put him up upon the pillow of her own bed, where he slept all night long. As soon as it was light, the frog hopped downstairs and went out of the house. "Now then," thought the princess, "at last he is gone, and I shall be troubled with him no more." But she was mistaken, for when night came again, she heard the same tapping at the door, and the frog came once more and said, "Open the door, my princess dear, open the door, to thy true love here, and my the words that do and I say, what the fountain cool in the greenwood shade." And when the princess opened the door, the frog came in and slipped up upon her pillow as before, till the morning break. In the third night he did the same. But when the princess awoke on the following morning, she was astonished to say, instead of the frog, handsome prince, gazing on the vase, on the her vase, the most beautiful eyes she had ever seen, and standing the head of her bed. He told her that he had been enchanted by spiteful fairy who had changed him into frog, and that he had been fated so till some princess should take him out of the spin and let him from her plate, and sleep upon her bed for 2 nights. "You say," the prince, "he broken his cruel charm, and now I have nothing to wish for but that you should go with me into my father's kingdom, where I will marry you and love you as long as you live." The young princess, you may be sure, was not long in saying yes to all this, and they spoke in brightly colored coach drove up with 8 beautiful horses decked with plumes of feathers and golden harness, and behind the coach rode Prince's servant, faithful Heinrich, who had bewailed the misfortunes of his dear master during his enchantment so long and so bitterly that his heart had well nigh burst. They then took leave the king and got into the coach with 8 horses and all set out, full of joy and merriment, about Prince's kingdom, which they reached safely, and there they lived happily with many years.